Hare Krishna. So Krishna has very nicely described the cycle of sacrifice in shloka number 14 and 15. Annad bhavatni bhutani, and the next one is karma brahmod bhavam vidhi. So what is the cycle of sacrifice? It starts with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna or Lord Vishnu. He breathes out the Vedas. And the Vedas, they describe the prescribed duties, the prescribed actions. And the prescribed actions, they lead to the bona fide yajñas. And the yajñas invoke or satisfy the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what happens? Rains come. And because of the rains, there's a good field production. And this field production or food helps the living entities to sustain. And from the living entities again, they read Vedas. And they understand they have to do prescribed duties, they continue doing. And this is the cycle, where it starts from Supreme Personality of Godhead, where He is giving the Vedas, and finally it goes to the living entities, and again living entities refer to the Vedas. And this cycle goes on and on and on. Now, what Krishna is describing is very, very important, and is the last shloka of our section of Karma Kanda. So here, Krishna is going to describe about what happens to those who don't follow this chakra, the cycle of sacrifice? So let's see shloka number 16. Evam pravartitam chakram nanuvartayati hayah aghayur indriya ramo mogam partha sajivitai. So here Krishna is saying, O Partha, O Arjuna, yaha, so he's pointing, those who, or one who, na anuvartayatihi tiha, na anuvartayatiha. So he's saying, the ones who do not follow, who do not imbibe, what? Chakram, the cycle of sacrifice, evam pravartitam, thus given in the Vedas. The cycle which is given in the Vedas is not followed by these people. What happens to these people? Next he says, Agha Ayuhu, such people are just living a sinful life. Not just this, more is there. Indriya Aramo, Indriya Aramaha. So the one, and these people, they are very much interested only in sense gratification, to gratify their senses. And what happens? What about their life? Mogham sa jivati, their entire life just goes in vain. It's just a waste. These are the strong words that Krishna is using for the ones who are not doing sacrifice, who are not getting in this sacrifice cycle of sacrifice. Two things he is saying. First, such people are living sinful life. And second, such people, their entire life just goes in vain. Such life is just a waste and nothing else. So let's see what can we learn and what is Prabhupada saying here in this purport. The mammonous philosophy of work very hard and enjoy sense gratification is condemned herein by the Lord. This is the slogan of the Kali Yuga, especially this century. Work very hard, 9 to 6, 9 to 9, 9 to 12, whatever. Work very hard and do what? Do sense gratification. People are so eager. They want to work so hard, get promotion and then salary and then bonus and whatnot. And do what finally? Sense gratification. But then, a very important point we need to understand is, we are in this world for a purpose. We are not here to do anything else, but there is a purpose. And what is that purpose? Prabhupada is saying here, the purpose is what? This human form of life is specifically meant for self-realization. This human form of life is not meant for sense gratification. If that was the case, if sense gratification was the purpose of life or the goal of life, there would be at least one person in this world who would have done sense gratification and completely happy. But there is no one in this world who is happy by doing sense gratification permanently. Everyone is in complete misery, whoever is doing sense gratification. So what is the solution? Because I have got senses, I want to sense gratify. Then why did Lord give senses? So if senses are there, then I have to sense gratify. And at the same time, I want to meet the purpose of life. I want to march towards the destination of the human form of life, that is self-realization. How to do both? That is what is given here by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. He says, those who want to enjoy this material world, the above mentioned cycle of performing yajnas is absolutely necessary. So this cycle which was just mentioned in the two shlokas before this, so it is very clear, it's basically following the scriptures and subsisting on the various products which are given by the demigods and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But now the question is, this cycle did not talk about self-realization. Then how is it that by doing or getting into the cycle of sacrifice, we will attain the ultimate destination? This is the question. And Prabhupada is very beautifully answering here. What happens when a person gets into the cycle of sacrifice or does the Vedic sacrifices? The yajna system is planned in such a way. Who has planned? Krishna, our Eternal Father. He has planned for all of us. What He has planned? Sensory conscious persons. Hope we are able to resonate this word. Sensory conscious person, the ones who are very interested in sense gratification, may satisfy their desires without becoming entangled in the reaction of sense gratificatory work. This is so amazing. We can do sense gratification, fulfill our desires, and at the same time not get entangled in the karmic cycle, not get entangled in this material world. What happens basically? Why the statement is made? Prosperity of the world also depends on the yajna. So these are two points. One is the desires are fulfilled without getting entangled. And second, the prosperity of the world also depends on this. Everyone in the world can be happy if everyone does the yajna sacrifice. But then how are these two happening? And how is the person marching towards the ultimate destination? Here it is given. When one masters the performance of yajnas, one is sure to become Krishna conscious. So this is the indirect process by which the person is marching towards the ultimate destination. Now let me talk more on this, how the person, when he masters the process of yajna, becomes Krishna conscious. Now what happens in Karmakanda? So in Karmakanda, the person has got a lot of desires. Putram dehi, dhanam dehi, and etc. etc. He wants a son, or he wants some wealth, or he wants some, you know, beautiful spouse, or whatever. So he is very much interested in that. So what he does? He refers to Shastra. How can I get it? How can I get all these things for my sense gratification? And then the Shastras are very clear. Go to a priest, priest will do the yajna. And the person goes, and the priest, he starts educating the person that this is what is the yajna we are doing. By doing this yajna, the Lord is satisfied, these demigods are satisfied, and lots of mantras are chanted by the priest. Now in this connection, what is happening in this situation? What is happening? The person is hearing the mantras, the Vedic mantras, purification has already started. And now, when after doing the yajna, when the desires are fulfilled, whatever he wanted, he starts getting it slowly and steadily. He starts getting more and more faith in the scriptures and in the priest who is doing the yajna. Now the priest, a brahmana, what he does? Along with this, he starts telling him something more. He starts telling him about Swarga Loka. Obviously, now in the material world, no one wants to go to Swarga because no one knows about Swarga. That's a different thing. But then, Vedic scriptures talk about Swarga. The priest slowly will start talking about Swarga. Now this person, he starts thinking, the one who is getting the yajna done, he starts thinking, okay, this material world, sense gratification is there, but then I'm just living, max for 100 years with so much of disease and so much of problem around, scarcity of things. If I go to Swarga Loka, I can live for thousands of years. And there will be celestial damsels there on all the Rambha, Urvashi, Menaka, etc. And Somras will be there, which will give a kick, at the same time maintain the health, increase the lifespan, etc. So he starts thinking on those lines, and then he starts doing yajna for going to Swarga Loka. Now see the transformation. He was doing yajna for what? For basic needs of this world, to live happily in this world. Now he starts thinking about going to some other world, Swarga Loka. Now after he gets that desire, again he goes to the priest, to get the yajna done. Now the priest will add something more. the brahmana, a very nice devotee, would can do this. You know, slowly he'll start preaching. Then he tells, see, Swargaloka, even Indra is scared. Indra is frightened. Why? Demons can attack any time and just capture the Swarga. Ravana did, Hiranyakashipu did, all of them did. And they threw Indra out of the heavenly planet. And then, hearing this, then he starts thinking that, oh, okay, even in Swarga this problem is there. Fear, even in Swarga. Birth and death, even in Swarga. Oh, what to do? Then finally, the priest, he starts speaking about something beyond this matter, this material world. Something spiritual, he starts speaking. And then, from Karma Kanda section, that person or the priest, he starts speaking from Jnana Kanda section. Now, Jnana Kanda talks more on the spirit, the spiritual aspect, than the material aspect. And when he starts hearing that, yes, there is something eternal, there is something permanent, he starts aspiring for that. Can we see how, just by doing yajnas, Karma Kanda, from Karma Kanda, slowly the person is starting to read what? Jnana Kanda section. Now from Karma Kanda, it goes to Karma Yoga. And from in Karma Yoga, we have two. Sakama Karma Yoga, Nishkama Karma Yoga. Then from Karma Yoga, he goes to Sakama. In Karma Yoga, he starts practicing Sakama Karma Yoga. What is that? He is doing his activities, but then he is very attached to the results. After all, he has done so much of Karma Kanda, attachment will be there. He is attached, you know, to the results. And slowly, when he is diving into the Jnana Kanda section, when he is trying to understand the spiritual aspects, slowly he starts getting detached even from the results. Then he becomes a Nishkama Karma Yogi, where he is working, he is doing his prescribed duties, but he is not attached to the results. And obviously after that, we'll see in the future chapters what happens after that. So in this way, the Vedic scriptures gives very beautiful gradual progression to the higher aspects, higher statuses of life for those people who are too much into sense gratification. But then, there are people who are not into too much of sense gratification. What about them? What about the transcendentalists? The Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi or Bhakti Yogi, what about them? What happens to them? Here Prabhupada says, there is no necessity of rigidly following the performances of the prescribed yajnas for the transcendentalist who are above vice and virtue. So the ones who are aspiring to, they know about the ultimate goal, and they are aspiring to go to the ultimate goal. They want to attain that ultimate goal. When they are marching towards that, then all these things are insignificant. They need not do any of the yajnas, that is the Karma Kanda stuff. So this point is very, very important to understand, that in our life, if we are interested to get something permanent, we have to march towards the permanent by following a permanent eternal procedure, and that is bhakti. And the eternal procedure that is given in bhakti is the Navavidha bhakti, which starts with Shravanam and Kirtanam. We have to hear more and more and more to get the knowledge of the temporariness of this world and the permanent aspect of that world. And then when we start aspiring for that, then we'll understand that Kirtanam, that is chanting of the holy names of the Lord, is so important, because that will help us to break the cycle of birth and death. Now Krishna is described here about those people who are doing sense gratification. They are living a life of sin and they are wasting their life. But what about those who are not doing sense gratification, who are following the cycle of sacrifice? What about them? That he is going to discuss in the next section that we are going to see from the next video. Hare Krishna.